This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Hello, Gabby Glow. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
The AFLW season is well underway, and a few weeks ago we spoke to Gabby about the new Geelong Cats Pride supporter group, and today we have one of the Cats women's player on the line for a chat. Good morning, Kate
Darby.
Good morning. How are you?
Sorry, I was calling you Derby before. That's my dyslexia, not the spelling on the sheet.
I told him off. Yeah.
No, that's okay. No worries.
Kate, we're going into the second last round of the season. Geelong has three wins and we're in a strong position to go into the finals. Ooh. How do you feel?
Oh, it's pretty incredible, actually. I mean, we always knew as a team that we had the, we thought we had the ability to be a finals chance. But no, it's pretty exciting. And I think especially after our last game, we were starting to play our own footy. So, no, it's a good time.
There was a lot of talk in there, play our own footy, and that's really good.
Sorry, Kate, I have to apologise. Tom doesn't know much about football. We're trying to educate him.
Well, I have
that's
been...
That's okay. I have seen him at our game, so...
Yeah, he's hard to miss, isn't he? Thank you, Kate. That is the one and only AFL game I've ever attended.
But he's coming this weekend.
I believe...
Oh, awesome.
I believe I'm going to be knocked out, put in a trunk and driven to Geelong again.
Not by me. Look, maybe you can explain this one to Tom as well, because you were voted the best on ground at last week's match. You kicked 3 goals out of the Cats' 5 in the match and a contender for the goal of the year. So you must be going to this weekend on a high.
And Victoria Police Recruit of the Year.
And the
of the week.
Yes. Can you explain to Tom what you have to do to be best on ground?
Oh, look, so the week before that I unfortunately didn't play. So okay. I probably had a little bit of extra fire in the belly to come out and give my best performance. Yeah. And then I actually had the word intensity written on my hand because that's what I felt like I had been lacking. So I think if you're just intense, then you should be able to get the job done.
Yeah, for sure.
That's pretty good. Best on ground. I've been voted that before as well, but...
And not in football.
No, that was for a different reason.
Yeah.
And I still haven't got the grass stains out of my knees, yeah.
So, Kate, I think you kicked one of the goals of the year as your first goal last weekend. Can you talk us through how that went and what happened and explain to Tom exactly how you got that goal?
Play-by-play.
Yes.
Play-by-play. Well, we had the Rising Star nominee for this week, Liv Purcell. It was a very common occurrence that she was bringing it into the forward line. So, as per usual, she was bringing it into the forward line and kicked it over the top of my head and my opponent's head. So it was a bit of a race towards the goal line. Unfortunately, I couldn't kind of cheat my way out of it and just kick it off the ground because it was on a pretty tight angle. So I decided to go with the risk and pick it up. And obviously,
dangerous.
As you do when the opponent's right on the back of you, you get tackled to the ground.
Yeah.
But after getting tackled into the post and rolling over, I realised that the ball was right there. So as I was laying down, I just picked it up and threw it on the boot and was lucky enough that it went through.
Stop it.
It was amazing.
Threw it on the boot.
Yeah, she threw it on the boot.
Oh, so Tom, that's what happens was the ball from the hand gets kind of lobbed into the air. So imagine I'm gonna throw it.
Oh, so she kicked the ball.
Like, yeah.
Off the ground, lying on the ground.
Oh, that's very impressive.
I know.
That was an intense play-by-play. I'm not sure what's dropped the whole time. Right.
Look, the AFLW is 3 years young now. How happy are you to see that the fans have really got behind the competition in such a short time?
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. And to see that, you know, obviously we know that the league is growing and it's going to get better each year as more of these young players come through that have actually played football for their whole life.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
So the game's going to get more appealing as the years go on. It's going to be a better brand of football, more exciting to watch. But the fact that we've got so much support at the moment is really exciting. And I know that, like, you know, being at a club like Geelong, the boys are so helpful and so excited about it as well. Like, you see, like, I saw Joel last night and he was talking about our game and saying how good it was and excited. And so they just really get around it, which is really positive as well.
And just for Tom's...
Yeah.
That Joel is our captain
Joel.
For the men.
Oh, you pointed him out.
Yeah, Joel Selwood.
He was very pretty. I'd like to see him get excited.
Oh, yeah. Timmy.
But we're moving.
Now, to continue the support, tomorrow is International Women's Day and the theme of the year is Balance for Better. How do you feel the AFL and sport and gender in general is closing the gender gap?
Oh, look, obviously we've got, you know, we've still got a while to go. We've got a way to go, but I think it's pretty exciting to be a part of an organisation that is helping with closing the gap. Yeah. And I think one thing that I've found going to primary schools and seeing kids and everything, having the young boys get so excited about the AFLW, I think is really important in that scenario. And just, you know, we've got boys running up and asking about our team and wanting to high-five everyone and wanting to know more about the AFLW. And for them to grow up seeing it as a normal thing that we have professional female footballers, I think that in itself is just going to grow a bit of respect. And we know that respect is just the underlying thing to go towards equality and equity. So, yeah. Pretty exciting.
Hear, hear, Kate. Well said.
Yeah, great.
Do you feel any pressure being kind of like the pioneer of this whole new generation?
Oh, it's pretty exciting, to be honest. So yeah. I was a part of the first season as well, so it was a real, the word pioneer was used a lot. And I think it, you know, obviously it does come with a little bit of pressure because you want to make sure that you're putting out the best example that you possibly can. But I think it was more exciting than anything else. Like, we had an opportunity that not many people get. So you just got to take it and, you know, be the best that you can and know that the young little girls that jump onto the field at the end of the game have something to aspire to. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, unreal.
And it's such a great thing for Geelong and the town's got behind the women's team so much and seeing the crowds go into the games. And we want everyone to come down on Saturday. Gates open at 1:30 and game starts at 2:30. So make sure you come down and be part of the excitement.
Yeah, show your support.
Look, oh, definitely. And I think this game is going to be a real free-flowing, exciting game to watch. Both us and Fremantle are real running teams. And obviously both, you know, we're both on a bit of a high at the moment in terms of how we're playing. So it should be a really good game to come and watch. So hopefully we can see
Tom's
a few people get down
it.
There for our last home game.
So you're playing Fremantle from Western Australia. Well, that'd be easier. They're about 16 years behind us, aren't they? So it'll take them a while to catch up.
And Tom, you're going to this game, correct? But
I am going again. But I get to hold the streamers, don't I?
Well, Geelong Cats Pride is part of the Guard of Honour this weekend. So
awesome.
Yeah, so we'll be waving the flags as the girls run onto the field. So you'll be with us, Tom. So you'll be waving a flag.
And do I wear that little outfit
wore
last time?
Yes, you do. You wear the Cats jumper.
I thought I looked quite cute,
it was
actually.
A nifty little number.
I look really good. Look, you've been lucky.
I must say, I did see you, Tom, and you did look adorable in the jumper.
Well, thank you so much. We can wave to each other on Saturday.
Look, yes, definitely.
You've had Gabby and the Pride supporters alongside you guys since day one. How important is it for yourself as a player as well as the clubs to actually have a Pride group at the matches?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. Like, you know, we were just saying about the International Women's Day and how we're all for equality and respect. It goes hand in hand. Like, everyone, you know, everyone deserves that same equality and respect. And the fact that, you know, these guys, we see them at all, like, they're at our games, they're always supporting us. They've been at a few of the, you know, the open training. And, like, I know Gabby's face is, as if she's an old friend. So to see people in the crowd, especially at those big occasions, that we know that they've been there through the whole time, it's really special to know that they're right behind us. And I know that, you know, Geelong as a football club has a bit to do with the Pride Cup down here, and it's really important to us to make sure that everyone, you know, feels that equality and feels really included in what we're doing, because they should.
Yeah. Well, Gabby, the Pride group have a special role to play this weekend. What's happening there?
Oh, so we're part of the Guard of Honour, but we're also in the process of raffling off a signed Cats jumper signed by the whole women's team, and we'll be drawing that prize at the Best and Fairest for the Cats, which is
in
April. So we'll be there selling raffle tickets, and if you're not at the game or you don't see us, you can get them online and through the Facebook page. So Geelong Cats Pride on Facebook and on Instagram.
Phenomenal.
Well, Andy will put all the links on our socials anyway, but it's Geelong Cats Pride.
It is.
That's very exciting. Look, you can catch the Geelong Cats women in their final home game for the season at GMHBA Stadium in Geelong, playing the Dockers. I thought they were playing Fremantle.
That's the same team.
Oh, okay. Playing the Dockers. I thought they were like...
Fremantle Dockers, Tom.
They're like Wharfies.
That's something nice. Like that.
Yeah, the Dockers this Saturday. Kickoff is at 2:35pm. To get involved with the Geelong Cats Pride group, follow them on Instagram at Geelong Cats Pride. Go Catters.
Go wow. Cats.
Wow.
Gabby, thank you so much for coming in to chat with us.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.